Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over Zoom is RJ Steenstra, who is the president and CEO of the Fort McMurray Airport Authority. RJ, I appreciate you coming back on the show. I was going to say thanks for joining me over the phone, but we've been doing more of these Zoom / Microsoft meetings, so it's actually nice to see your face, even though this is radio. You can't see my face, but trust me, we are seeing each other's faces right now, and it'll be a nice one. You can actually come back into the studio.
But absolutely. Yeah, looking forward to that, Jared.
And the last 16, 17 months, I've kind of lost track. It's been a struggle for almost everybody here, not just in the region, in Canada and around the world. Obviously, the airport has been impacted just like everybody else. Before we get into, you know, the grant that the municipality is giving the airport, can you just kind of just put into context how the last year and a half has been for the airport?
Well, I mean, in a simple word, it's been devastating, to be quite honest. The business has so dramatically been impacted by a lack of passenger volume that we just can't understate that impact. Now, even having said that, obviously we had some stabilization or some reasonable traffic coming through simply because, the industry workforce was deemed critical and essential. And so our traffic never came to a complete standstill. But, you know, when you're going from 45,000 passengers a month down to 4 or 8 or 9, it has a very, very significant impact, not only on the airport itself and our business, but all those that rely on the airport for their business. So our concessions, our car rentals, it just has a knockdown effect all the way through. So pretty significant. We ended the year just over about 65% down. Which when you look at the industry overall, most airports are still down about 85%, 80%. Airline capacity is only at 10 or 11% through the year. So you just do the number math and you can see how it would have a very significant impact on the airport.
Mm-hmm. It seems quite obvious when you're mentioning it, but if it wasn't for industry and a lot of these workers who are fly in, fly out and use the airport, is it safe to say that your numbers would have been even more devastating, even I guess a bigger drop? No question.
Yeah. Absolutely no question whatsoever. In fact, we can be grateful for industry movements over the last 16 months that at least gave us some stream of business, and that allowed us to be the best of the worst in terms of our airport counterparts. We did certainly outperform all the other airports in Canada from a percentage basis, mm-hmm. but we were still, it's a terrible, terrible, devastating situation for the airport. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I don't want to be doom and gloom about it. We achieved a lot in the year. We were able to attract Flair Airlines into the marketplace. We were also one of the first airports in Canada to receive our health accreditation, our global health accreditation. And all of that was really to ensure that we were, meeting the new health standards and enhancing our existing health and safety protocols at the airport. So we're proud of a lot of good things, but clearly, you know, we're a user pay model. And if there are no users, it becomes a tough business proposition for the airport. Mm-hmm.
I kept thinking about this before our interview about Flair. And I was like, that had to happen before the pandemic. And I was thinking about it. And I'm like, no, the first flight, I remember coming to the airport and having to wear a mask and make sure we were all socially distanced. Yeah, I could have swore it was before the pandemic, but it did happen.
No, it was during the pandemic in August that we were able to secure Flair. And of course, that comes out of a number of years of discussions, business case presentations, constant, you know, relationship development, you know, and those kinds of things. Air service development is a really, it's a long game. It's a lot of effort and work. And over time, you just hope that your community is in the right place at the right time, and the airlines are looking for different options, because ultimately what they want to do is make money, of course. And we're in competition with a lot of other communities for that aircraft that they want to place somewhere in Canada or in North America, depending on where they're looking from a market perspective. So it's really a constant effort to develop routes that the community needs to see. And that's why it's so important that the community continue to support the airport in every way they can and whenever possible to fly out of here, because that allows me to justify my business case for establishing routes to new destinations that, of course, our community wants to see and should see.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with RJ Steenstra, President and CEO of the Fort McMurray Airport Authority.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is RJ Steenstra, President and CEO of the Fort McMurray Airport Authority. And before the break, we were talking about just how bad the pandemic has impacted the airport itself. And RJ, I kind of mentioned it a little bit at the beginning, but council is giving the airport around $15 million to help with its recovery. Correct me if I'm wrong, RJ, but I know when you presented to council last week, and I believe I'm horrible with numbers, so I could get this completely wrong, but a big reason why you guys were able to, I don't want to use the word survive, but able to, I guess, withstand the pandemic to a certain point is you did have a lot of money left in reserve, but that's starting to really dry up right now.
Yeah, so I wouldn't characterize it as a lot of money in reserve. We do have some reserves, but you know, clearly when you're losing $14 to $15 million in revenue, you know, that you can eat through your reserves very quickly. And you have to remember that this is a $300 to $400 million asset. And so, you know, we've been very, very careful as we've sort of weathered the market downturns from 2016 onwards, the fire recovery, the floods, you know, that we've been very responsible in terms of how we invest, how money gets spent, and then we've taken 37% of our cost out of the business. So we've done everything, all the right things we need to do. Not only that, try and grow the market and grow our route offerings. But you just can't, you know, when you're reliant on other businesses to drive your business, it becomes very, very difficult if you have to dip very quickly, very much into what reserves you have. And so we're just trying to set the airport up very carefully for, you know, the future. And that's certainly where my eye is now. What does 5 years from now look like? We're going to go into recovery. We know that we're going to go into recovery. We expect that it's going to be fairly slow. It will be initially a jump up, but but then it will slow down again, and we have to really rebuild from there. And of course, we had already been seeing 5 years of declines in passenger volume just simply because of the industry changes, consolidation, efficiencies. And so, you know, that trend was there, and it was just quickened very, very much so with COVID. And now we have to be mindful of where we're going to be in a year, 2 years, and in 3 years. And so this request was really about the future and setting the airport up so that we can weather this recovery and ensure that we're maintaining you know, the airport in a way that the community expects, and certainly in the way that, you know, our concessions and our lenders and all of those partners expect. And so that's really what that was about.
Mm-hmm. I just want to mention it just so it's made clear that the grant was $15 million from the municipality.
That's right.
Yeah, the one term I kept hearing from a few councillors and a few people in the community was that this really gives the airport, you know, a quote, head start in the recovery, where I think you kind of mentioned it when it comes to reserves, it's around how much the grant was, how much you guys lost. So this, it kind of maybe feels like the airport's somewhat breaking even on such a horrible year. So would you say that a head start was a good way of saying it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's a stabilizing, right? And it's a nod to what the future needs to be, as I just indicated. And I mean, certainly we can't predict, you know, what may happen going forward. We don't know if another wave will come. We don't know if we're going to go backwards or if we'll continue to go forward. We're optimistic that things will go forward. Our real priority is now building confidence back in the public that flying is safe, and you know, and when they're ready to do so, we're here, and we want to be able to provide services to them. But you know, and ultimately, that's what we do best. I mean, we want to make sure that we're delivering services to the community in a way that makes sense, obviously, for the airport and for the community, but also for the carriers that are our partners. And so, as I mentioned earlier, it's not an easy task. It's not like a light switch turns on and away we go again. It's going to be a tremendous amount of work and effort and partnership and community support that's going to be necessary. After all, airports aren't successful in and of themselves. It's the community that makes an airport successful. And then we can drive jobs and economic impact and all the requirements. People don't realize, but 900 people approximately rely on this airport for employment in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And so that's fairly significant in this region when you think about the large employers. And so the airport authority itself is not that big, but the campus and all those that operate on here need a well-functioning airport. So we're very you know, mindful of the responsibility that we have, but also very appreciative of the support and the you know, the stabilization that this permits. But we got to keep on going. We got to keep. We're still looking at different programs with the federal government. We're still in discussions with the province, you know. And at the same time, I'm an independent airport authority, so you know, it's a balance of driving your business as a business, and yet because we're so important to you know, the region as a more of a public utility. We've got to make sure we create that stability and the ability to look forward, mm-hmm. As opposed to sort of in standstill mode or even looking backwards. That would be very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Going through, you know, social media, and I was curious as to, you know, what the public was saying about the grant, and the majority of it was positive and understood, you know, just where the airport was coming from. The one question I saw from a few people was just more curiosity exactly what the funds will be used. And you've kind of given an overview of just how the airport needs to stabilize and move forward. Can you get into a little bit more in depth about that $15 million, what specifically it's going to be used on? Is it all going to go in reserve? I'm assuming some is going to be used now. Can you just kind of elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, no, it's operational. Right, so it will be used in that as part of our business and part of our operating. It will not sit in reserve. We're forecasting another $14-15 million loss or shortfall in revenue again this year, and so there's lots of obligation the airport continues to have, and so we need to continue to meet that and do so in a very responsible way. So
we're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with RJ Steenstra, president and CEO of the Fort McMurray Airport Authority.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is RJ Steenstra, president and CEO of the Fort McMurray Airport Authority. And we've been talking about how the airport has been impacted by the pandemic. We're also talking about a $15 million grant that the municipality is giving the airport and what those funds will be used on. So I want to touch a little bit about the future of the airport. And you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, how expectations, estimates, whatever you want to say, is that in the near future, we're going to see kind of a little bit of a spike, and then it's going to kind of drop down again. Is that spike 2021? Are you expecting that? I know, especially here in town, we have a lot of people from the East Coast, and I know a lot of people are really anxious to go home, so that might be a big part. But do you see that spike happening in 2021, or is that something that's going to happen next year?
Yeah, so we do predict that through the summer and into the fall, things will start to pick up and look up with increases in our daily passenger volumes and monthly passenger volumes. But it's so unpredictable. We're now hearing about a fourth wave. I'm optimistic. I believe that we will get through that without having to go backwards into restrictions again. But the more important component of this is confidence. And our consumer and passenger confidence. Will they feel safe getting on an airplane? A lot of our volume right now has been, site volume. There's a lot of protocols on site, and they're used to that environment. But the average consumer who has been at home for a year, I don't know. We are seeing and hearing that things are really looking good for July and August in terms of a percentage increase in our volume, but we got a long way to go to get back to pre-COVID levels of 600,000 passengers, and an even longer way to go to get back to 2015 levels, which was over 1 million passengers, which I actually don't believe we will get to again. I think we're going to make every attempt to do so, but it's a very difficult. It's a changed market, changed community, and we just got to be realistic about what we can achieve in the future. And again, that's part of the reason why we're focused on this. And it's not just the municipality; it's the province and the federal government as well. And so we continue those discussions and work and proposals and submissions. And so we're optimistic we're going to see some more positive results coming from that, but we just have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. I probably could ask another 20-30 questions. I'm really enjoying this conversation, getting a more in-depth look into the airport, but we're running out of time. So last two topics. again with the recovery, and I've heard you mention it, I believe, once or twice, just about, you know, a 5-year kind of frame about when it comes to the recovery. Pre-COVID levels, when's the expectation that we could potentially see those happen again? Is it that 5 years and then we could probably start feeling comfortable again at the airport?
Yeah, no, we're not going to be any different than the rest of the industry. And right now they're forecasting about 3 years to recovery, 3 to 5 years. You know, we forget that, for example, with 9/11 and the impact that had on the aviation sector, that was only 5 days. And it took almost a full 7 years to recover completely from the impact of that and get capacity and airlines back to back to a full position. And so we, you know, I think 3 years, 3 to 5 years is not out of the realm of possibility, but it's gonna take time. The airlines have to rebuild their capacity. We have to, again, reposition Canada competitively against in particular the US. There's been tremendous support for airports and the aviation sector by the US government. That puts Canadians and Canada at a disadvantage, as they're ready and nimble and able to get going very quickly in recovery. It's going to take us a lot longer now. We are starting to see programs come through, which we're grateful for, and we're certainly appreciative of that. That is going to help us and other airports, but we also now need to continue to see policy get opened up, that the market can be fluid again, and therefore people moving about the country and into the US and ultimately into the international marketplace in the safest way possible. And so that's a real real concern and focus for the entire industry as we move into recovery here. But with the caveat that there's certainly some uncertainty that remains, because we just don't know at this point what could come with a fourth wave, a fifth wave. But certainly vaccinations and all of those things that people are taking part in are going to help tremendously. And of course, when people are ready, we're here. We want to make sure that we have the services available for them when they come back to the airport and when they fly to other destinations or visit Fort McMurray for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, RJ, unfortunately, that's all the time, but I want to thank you again for taking a couple minutes to come on the show.
You're very welcome.
I speak for myself that I'm excited to actually be able to go on a flight in August. Fingers crossed, I have it booked, so it'll be nice to go through the airport again, and hopefully we'll start seeing some more traffic for you guys, not even in the near future, just right now. So
absolutely. We believe so. It's coming, and we're pleased with what we've heard and what we've seen coming in the next few months, hopefully we've come through the worst of it all. So thank you as always for your interest and the support that you provide. Thank you.
Once again, that was RJ Steenstra, President and CEO of the Fort McMurray Airport Authority. If you're looking for more information about the $15 million grant the municipality is giving the airport, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.